I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Tuesday, August 3rd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says that improvements are continuing to Marymount Park. A decorative wrought iron fence will be installed along the Adams Walk in Upper Marymount Park along Hancock Street near the fountain. A landscaped traffic island, historic lighting, and new sidewalks will be installed along Marymount Parkway. Next year, the bridge over Black's Creek is due to be replaced. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo says early voting will take place at Quincy City Hall for the upcoming preliminary and final city elections this year. Crispo says the early voting will be held weekdays during normal business hours leading up to the September 14th preliminary and November 2nd final election. Mail-in voting will also be available for both elections. The MBTA says they are investing $2 million in short-term solutions to prevent flooding of the subway system. A new report from MIT and Tulane University says a large portion of the T's subways would be flooded by a 100-year storm event by the year 2030, and the entire system would be flooded by a 100-year storm event by the year 2070. The T says it's also working on long-term solutions. The Vax bus is coming to Quincy. The Massachusetts Developmental Disabilities Council will host the state's COVID-19 vaccination bus at their Myrtle Street headquarters in North Quincy on Thursday, August 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and September 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines will be available, and the event is open to the public. There is no cost or insurance required, and everyone who gets vaccinated will be entered into a giveaway for free tickets to the TD Garden. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News Update for Tuesday, August 3rd.